It is time for Cover Your Assets with Jim Lynch. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, and politics and sports. He brings many years of experience to those subjects and more, and we will welcome him on board right now. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're doing well. As Marshall has probably told you all, we had a wonderful football weekend with the Giants winning, and Coach Miles is really, really, he's moving. He's moving. We could finish in first. We are in first now.
You know, and what's interesting is the NFC East has been just a terrible, terrible division. They haven't won a game outside of the division. This is no lie, folks, all year long until the Giants beat Seattle, one of the best offenses in the NFL, and now till Washington beat Pittsburgh, which has one of the best offenses in the American Football Conference. And one thing the Giants and the Redskins have in common is their defense now. Both those defenses are tougher than anything, and it showed in both those games. And I think that you can take Philadelphia and Dallas and put them to the back shelf. And I think the fight for the division is going to be between the Redskins and the Giants.
Old fashioned football.
Yep.
The way we remember when we were growing up before everybody went crazy and was passing. It was a delight to see the Giants come back. It's the last four or five games. I don't know. We need a pickup, certainly around the world, certainly in New York. So this will be a little bit of a helper, I think. I totally agree with you. I think the Steelers' loss to Washington was probably one of the biggest surprises of the season, actually.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it might have even dwarfed what the Giants have done, because Pittsburgh seemed to be so, so dominant. They always are a good team, but this year, anyhow, we're competitive, so we should have a good ending season, something to keep us busy as we unwrap our presents and drink our whatever we're drinking. Anyhow, I'd like to get to what's going on in the political world. I will do my best to be even in it. I really don't want to incite anybody who's upset on either side. I just want to try and give some information, which I would hope that we all, no matter what side we are on, take it in a way that is very positive, very positive. And it goes something like this. We had 70 million some odd people vote for current President Donald Trump, second most highest. However, we had 80-plus million votes for Joseph Biden, the largest in history. We had authorities in power, Republicans and Democrats, basically saying the election was one of the most secure that we've ever had. And I think one of the reasons, as will play out, it was so secure was because of the mail-in voting, which enabled things to be done much more effectively. And while people at the polls, the vote takers and so forth, were normally under the stress that they are in an election, it was not quite as stressful as it's been in previous years, because there was an automatic here. It came in the mail. They didn't have to deal with somebody at a booth. Also, the nations of the world looking to us have said congratulations to the new president. We look forward to working with him. So what we have here are the American people voting for Joseph Biden, our allies supporting it. And those are the facts, and it's very unfortunate. I don't want to get into personalities too much here, but we obviously, in this country, a lot of people have succumbed to, shall we say, a cult mentality. The famous one was Jones in Guyana, who took 200 of his religious followers to the island and basically poisoned them. the people were so in awe of him that they would do anything he said. We are seeing that now in the streets. And the latest one, which was yesterday, was at the Attorney General of Michigan's home, where she and her son were decorating their tree and so forth. And there were armed people outside chanting derisive remarks. Now, it didn't seem to be a very orderly mob. And unfortunately, we have a lot of this kind of thing showing up. It's people who voted for Mr. Trump who lost, and they can't handle it. Okay, that's understandable. Try next time. The thing is, we cannot resort to going into the street and threatening anybody because we're a bit peeved with not having gotten our way. That is not a good citizen, and it is not good government, and it can create tremendous problems for not only those who are threatened, but those who are threatening. So I would hope people would take stock of the fact that the facts indicate this is a free and fair election and get on with it. Now, the other side of it, for those folks who voted for Donald Trump, they had a right to do it, period. End of story, no matter what the man has done. But now that he's lost, I would hope that those people will begin to go back into their saner self and say, okay, we lost, and maybe we lost. These are Trump people talking. Maybe we lost because the president never adequately handled the virus. By adequately addressing it on a timely basis and basically telling us all it's life or death, rather during the time leading up to almost yesterday, he was out talking about it, somehow fading into oblivion. We have them all over videos basically telling people it's not that serious. Unfortunately, his actions were a dereliction of duty. He is charging the Constitution with protecting all American citizens. He basically was not protecting them. In fact, he was hurting them by giving them false information, number one, and number two, an opinion that had no basis in fact, and three, in the process, continuing what he's done for 4 years, which was getting under people's skin to make them emotionally on bent and making them go out and say, hey, let's overturn this, let's overturn that. So this cult mentality and others who have just basically not acknowledged that there was something wrong basically has thrown the country into a bit of a kerfuffle, an uproar, when indeed we are supposed to be getting together to deal with the pandemic. President Trump no longer pays attention to the pandemic, no longer meets with his people. The only thing he can say is, I was the one that brought you the vaccine. Well, unfortunately, facts have come out yesterday that not only did he not invent it, but in the summer of this year, Pfizer, who had already gone well into inventing the vaccine, said, do we want more? Does the U.S. want more doses than we had originally contracted for? They offered 200,000. The president of the United States turned down, in the summer of this year, those additional vaccines. Now, what happened to those vaccines? Other people throughout the world said, fine, we'll take them. And now we're confronted with two things, the product of this president. We could be short on vaccines for no reason. I'm not saying this is the only reason, but part of the reason. But the more important thing, I can remember the president saying 6 months ago, oh, we're going to get a vaccine, and I'm setting up all the distribution so it can get out there effectively. This administration has never done any planning on how this stuff should be distributed. Rather, once again, he left it to the states, knowing damn well that the way these other countries were solving the problem was by approaching it nationally. When you're a leader, you have to take hold of your responsibility and lead. And to cop out and say, well, you know, I can blame it on the states, or, you know, it's their role or whatever. They're more intimate. That is baloney. This was a national crisis. It was not addressed by the man who is currently president. So therefore, I humbly ask, respectfully ask, and also suggest for mental sanity that those folks who are still caught up in this cult mentality rethink it, and prior to the upcoming holidays, Yom Kippur and Christmas, get into a better state so that we can begin to get behind Biden, who has already gotten so many people working on this thing, the pandemic, and is also out there taking quality people to help us get back on our feet with defense people, who the military man who's selecting. He'll kick ass and get the people back to where they should be in the Defense Department. All of these departments, all of these agencies have been riddled with politics. Many of the good people have been thrown out, replaced with wannabes, with lackeys. So please, in the spirit, and it's a wonderful time of year we're coming into, in our own way, we have to somehow get there without getting out of the house. Please reflect and get into a state that we want to be. A group of citizens working on the behalf of all of us, be it supporting Biden, supporting the quarantine things and other things that have been given to us just to help us live. That said, I will turn it over to the coach.
Well, here's my feeling on this. And like I said, I have a lot of friends that voted for Donald Trump. I have a lot of friends that voted for Joe Biden. Here's my problem. I'm not going to put all the blame on. I think you vote for whoever you want to vote for. But the information sources where people get their information from now, and it's just plain wrong. If you take people that are supporters of Joe Biden, basically they get their news and information from MSNBC and some from CNN. If you take people that support Donald Trump, the news sources they follow are the One American News Network, Newsmax, Fox News, which give you a totally different slant on what's going on. And what we need, if we're really going to end this this us against them mentality, are networks to go back to where they used to be. They just present news. They don't present opinions, and they don't present forms of views that either back the Democratic candidate or back a Republican candidate. There's so much information out there now that is that people select their own form of information retrieval. And unfortunately, because the networks now have gone into corners, they have. I mean, Fox created it, but Fox, CNN, and MSNBC, the One American Network, Newsmax, all these news organizations, which reach hundreds and thousands of millions of people, all have put a certain spin on the way they cover general events. And as long as people don't verify and look at other news sources that are totally independent, you're going to have this chasm grow deeper and deeper and deeper in this country. And I really don't know how you control it, because freedom of the press is freedom of the press, whether it's newspapers, whether it's TV, whether it's radio, whether it's the internet. It's good. Once the horses are out of the barn, it's the old thing my grandmother used to say. It's a lot harder to get them back in the barn. And you know what? Things are never the same again. So it's going to be a battle for Americans to try to take a step back, assess where they get their information from, and move on. One thing I will say is that when Donald Trump was elected president, yes, there were instant protests. The women all over the world protested. People protested the election. What happened, and people protested every day. I'm one of them against Donald Trump. I was one of those people who just was a part of the resistance, as they say. But one thing I never did I never went after my friends or people I know that voted for Trump. I never went after elections officials who were part of the process that make elections possible in this country. And that's the big change here. You have people. You have the anti-fascist group, Antifa, on the one side, and you have the supporters, the diehard supporters of Donald Trump on the other side, that instead of just protesting who they don't like as president, go into the system and really start affecting the lives of people who don't get paid much to do what they do, but they're paid to make sure elections are free and safe. That's the difference. And until people understand that where they get their news sources from, and I said it, and it's in just about every news organization. Now, there's a certain slant of the news that they provide, whether it's liberal, whether it's progressive, whether it's conservative, whether it's ultra conservative. Until we solve that problem, Jim, people are going to remain divided because they're basically getting two different sets of facts from, or sometimes three, from different networks. And you just can't have that.
Well, you can't have different sets of facts.
Yeah, but that's what's happening.
I understand.
That's what's happening.
But this has been going on for a long, long time now.
But it's even bigger now. It's a big problem now. And Jim, I don't know how you stop that. I mean,
but I've also never understood from the jump why when you get percentages like 80%, 90% are saying the same thing, or you've got six sources saying the same thing. I don't know why the human mind doesn't just go, "Hey, there must be another side." And I have no idea why in all of this it was segmented rather than it's like, all right, here's this and here's this.
Well, it's, when I look at the final vote here, and this is, you look at the final vote because it is now certified. Every state except for Wisconsin, because they had another recount, but they're going to certify it in about a day or two. Joe Biden won almost 52% of the vote. Donald Trump won almost 47% of the vote. That's a 5% difference nationwide. It's not just a couple of million votes. It's over 7 million votes. And I just think people should step back. And if you want to attack Joe Biden and you want to attack Democratic policies, I'm fine with it. But if you start attacking people who just work, do their normal jobs, showing up in front of their houses or in Georgia, threatening the people, That's where the limit's got to end. So I don't know. We have 1 minute left, Jim, for you to wrap it up.
As I see it, the media certainly provides what people want. But my problem, I think the problem, is what people want. And if people want to be aggrieved, so be it. If people want to take the opposite end of the poll and solve everything for everybody all at once. People have got to come into context with what they are, what they want. Why do you want yelling and screaming? Why do you want people who aren't making sense? Why do you want people who are insulting one another? Why do you want people who are diminishing? Why do you want people who are creating an environment that makes your environment very negative? So that's a bigger issue. I don't have the answer, but people must look within to solve it. I will point out, though, Marshall said it well. When Trump was elected, people came out and protested. They never threatened anybody. They accepted his presidency, even though he lost the popular vote. The same thing when young President George Bush beat Al Gore by 500 votes, only 500 votes in Florida. The people accepted it. Al Gore accepted it. He stood up, he accepted it. Hillary Clinton stood up and accepted it. That's a democracy. The one thing we have is this vote. If we lose that, forget about it.
All right.
So people should put that in their minds in terms of what do you want going forward for yourself and the world. But you have to remember, it's a country and it's a world. It's just not you.
All right, Jim.
Okay.
Speak to you next
week.
God
bless all of you. I know I'm off the air. Please be still.
Take care.
And I'll do my best. You better do your best with the Giants. I'll tell you right now.
All right, Jim.
I've got my kid. I've got my kid going crazy with me now on this one. Okay. All right. Jill, take care. Hi, Jill. Love you. See you. Bye.
That is Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. The opinions expressed are those of Jim, myself, and Jill, and don't represent basically anybody who works or volunteers or supports or underwrites or donates to Tri-State Public Communications, Inc.